Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So, I didn't tell y'all about this, or maybe I did. When I get home today, my house is going to be chaos. Because Mr. Todd, our videographer person, the company that he works for, he does all of their promotional videos and things like that, and he's making one at our house today with Jody.
Oh, cool!
For like some of their, you know, they sell electric products and things. So he's going to be there, I guess, with a crew, and Jody is their model or whatever today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So she's going to be in the video.
Mm-hmm.
Wow!
And I try to tell her. I mean, that makes you, you know, a performer, what we call in the business a talent. So you need to be getting paid for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's like, I am not. I said, ask your friend Susie what you would be, what she would be making. She has a friend who's an actress. And she does, I mean, she's done national commercial ads, and she's been in a lot of those reenactments they do in crime documentaries, and she's been in Lifetime movies. I mean, all kinds of stuff. And she goes, well, I think I'm a little bit different than Susie. Susie's a professional actress. And I said, but the result is the same.
Yeah.
What they're getting out of it is the same.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably give her a coupon or something for a vacuum cleaner, and, you know, for, you know, $10 off a vacuum cleaner or something. She'd be like, I got this. Yeah, I got a good deal on it.
Would she at least needs $500 an hour.
Yeah, because you do that stuff, Lindsay.
Yeah.
You know, modeling. But you also will do it for product, too.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't be doing that.
Well, it depends on what product it is. It's a designer product, like a expensive. Yeah. I'll
do. Mm-hmm. Well, you wouldn't rather just have whatever that designer product costs, and then you go buy whatever designer product that you may decide later that you want?
A lot of times, though, it's not just not an option. It's just like, you take it or leave it. And I'm like, oh, I'll take it, you know.
Sure.
Plus, what's a couple hours of.
Jody loves Mr. Todd.
And, sure. Who doesn't?
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, I don't want to be up in it today, so.
It's probably a good
idea. Where
are
you going to go?
I don't know. I'll probably need to go, you know, at least for a little, just check in. And then I may go do some rat killing.
Yeah,
I gotta go get some new earbuds. That's a big thing. I didn't, you know, I could order them, I guess, but this gives me. I gotta go get some earbuds.
And, yeah,
because those are those new ones. You don't normally wear.
These are the ones I use at home in my home studio, but my other ones wore slap out, and so I gotta go get some to. Either I gotta get new ones for here or new ones for home, so I always have to have two pair.
Do you want the link
want
to my?
I want to purr. Me to purr.
You want the link to my $9.99 ones
no,
on Amazon?
Thank you. No, okay. Thank you.
They're cute. They're pink.
So you're going to be farting around. Just poking around.
You know how your country southerners have to add a little something to each phrase? I'm going to be fiddle farting around.
Fiddle farting around.
I'm going to be fiddle farting around.
Yeah.
You know, somebody can't just be built like a brick house. You built like a brick shit house.
Exactly.
You know, it's always got to be an extra thing.
Something to make it more vulgar, more vile.
More descriptive.
Yeah, this Gen Zer was on TikTok. She goes, I found the value in farting around. I was one of those people that never wanted to leave their house. Mm-hmm. But now I leave my house three or four times a day because it's not about going to get the envelopes that you need. It's what you learn along the way.
And she goes, I try to tell my
kids made me that. So much happier. She goes, mm-hmm. I realized I was trying to save time so I could watch movies and play video games. That wouldn't make me happier. But the journey mm-hmm. to go get A, B, or C, the farting around, what yeah. you learn along there is value.
I've tried to tell my son that so many times. Just go. I don't have anything to do. Well, go find something yeah. to do. Just go.
You got a car?
Go look around a store. Yeah. Go mm-hmm. just like, hey, I'm going to go. And if he does do that now, he'll get out and do that some now. He always wants to go to Goodwill.
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
he'll come back with a bunch of trashy ass clothes, shirts, mm-hmm. and I got this for a quarter. Okay.
it looks
and then the first thing when he's showing, he doesn't even want to show the stuff to Jody when he comes in, but yeah. she wants to see it. Let me see what you got. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he'll pull it out, and then she has to say, well, are you going to wear? And he always says, I'm not wearing this in public, just wearing it around the house, whatever.
Yeah. Like going to church.
Everything he would pull out, she'd go, ugh, you're wearing that out? You're wearing that? And you're going to wear that?
Well, that's why he don't want to go fart around.
yeah.
But, I mean, he could just,
Yeah.
Go out that and gets, find something to do,
That gets me in trouble.
Farting around?
Yeah, because you didn't spend the money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can go to Staples for a TSA appointment and buy $1,000 worth of stuff. That's my problem.
Mm-hmm. So, that is a problem. And then if you just say, well, I'm going to, because I used to do this looking for things to talk about on the show that were interesting. I just go sit at a bar and drink a beer or two and observe the conversations going on in the locals coming in there and talking, and I could make something out of it. Or at a coffee shop. Now, a coffee shop when I was growing up was a cafe, like Denny's or places like that, or the Embers restaurant in Winfield, Louisiana, is what our coffee shop was, where my dad went every morning, but it was just a little local diner. But now you got to end up spending, if you just go and drink a couple of cups of coffee in a place and then you leave a tip, you're looking at $10 to $15.
yeah, yeah.
Just to sit in there for an hour, trying to overhear conversations and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's more than that anymore. At a bar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sit at a bar, you got a $100 mm-hmm. tab in a minute.
Yeah.
So I guess why he's going to Goodwill. He's not going, even if he does go in there shopping, he's not going to spend a bunch of money.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, I would be happy about it.
Like one of my, Lindsay, one of my most descriptive stories as an example of what Jody's personality is we were at the beach and we were going into one of those Alvin's surf shop places, or I was going into there, and she goes, why are you going over there? And I said, well, we're just going to go look at this and this. And she goes,
yeah,
well, I mean, you don't really need all that. What all are you getting? And da, 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 da. And I said, Jody, it's Alvin's surf shop. I could go in there and buy the entire inventory of the place for $200.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Calm down.
Relax. Yeah.
You need an itemized list of what I want to buy before I go in there. Yeah. What are you scared? I'm gonna break us.
Yeah.
Alvin's.
I'm going to get a bunch of hermit crabs.
I was just going to say that. 99 cents hermit crabs.
Start a family of hermit crabs.
Maybe a puka shell next. Yeah. What are we?
And, I may get 5 t-shirts for $10.
Yeah. I want to.
That'll last through one wash.
Yeah.
I want a beach towel that says FBI, female body inspector.
Yeah. $250.
Be sick.
It's thin as a piece of tracing paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not exactly going to put us in the poorhouse.
Oh, geez.
Because of an Alvin's addiction.
I think it's a Louis Vuitton. That's funny. Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, I like still just going somewhere and sitting and looking at people. And
yeah,
and,
you got to get out and live life a little bit. Even if there's no big goal, you got to just get out.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's 2 watching. Steps outside. Yeah, anything. Interact.
Because it's so easy now. Because like you said, Riggins, there's always entertainment for you. You're never bored.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's always entertainment for you behind closed doors.
Sure.
Always. So you can get sucked into that.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And so this girl's right.
Yeah. She goes, I realized that I was trying to save all this time to play play video games mm-hmm. and watch more movies. It wasn't making me any happier. But going out every day to do something, at least a thing, is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Made her happier.
Jody never has that problem.
Yeah.
No.
So that's what I told you. Problem. Yeah. Like she didn't, we didn't leave the house the couple of Saturdays ago. And I said, no more. She can't handle it. She can't handle it. She's grouchy ass. I didn't tell you what she did to Aiden that day, did I?
No.
Okay. Because we had a whole big quarrel. We quarreled on our podcast about that. When I said, you're being grouchy. You can't go another weekend without leaving the house, no matter what the weather is. Plus, it was on top of Ace News and, a lot of that drama was going on. And she was, she was a terror.
She was a terror.
So she still gets, our kids are grown. She still gets them a little something for Valentine's Day. So for Valentine's Day, which was Friday of this weekend, weekend, she gave Aiden a couple of gift cards to different things that he likes. One of them was Taco Bell. Mm. Mm-hmm. He came downstairs that next day, which was Saturday, it was Sunday, where she hadn't gone out of the house all day Saturday. He comes down Sunday. And she said, where are you going? What are you doing? He goes, well, I guess I'm gonna go use my Taco Bell gift card. And she goes, oh yeah, God forbid that you should cook something for yourself here. You need to quit eating so much fast food.
What?
And he just turned around, went right back upstairs. And I said, so you gave him the damn gift card and then you got to control when he uses it?
Oh my God.
You didn't want him, if you didn't want him eating Taco Bell or fast food, then why give it to him 2 days before, not even 2 days before when you told him not to use it? Well, I don't know. That was a bad weekend. That was a bad weekend.
She will acknowledge after the fact, like, that was, you're right. Because I would have just laughed at that. I'm like, listen, do you hear yourself? Mm.
I didn't know that it happened. He was telling me later on in the week that she had done that. And I said, Jody, what is wrong with you? I said, you see, that was that weekend. And I said, you're not doing that anymore because you just can't handle it.
She's like, sorry, I blacked out.
She goes, yeah, that was kind of bad, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm the same way she is, though. I get squirrely.
But give the kid something and then say, oh, God forbid. You don't need to be using that.
48 hours later.
Yeah, less than.
Calling him out. Why are you wearing that shirt I just gave you? You just gave it to me.
He went back upstairs and just ticked off the calendar of when he's moving out. Just ticked.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But, he's my son and he's grown up under my expert tutelage. Yeah. And so he just knew she's having a crazy moment.
I'm not going to fight this.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. We all go through it.
Yeah. Like I'll go the next day. Maybe she'll be in a better mood the next day.
Yeah.
Or maybe he would just say, they laugh because when they were little, one of the famous Jody stories is calling. It was in the late afternoon and she called and he answered the phone at home. And she said, hey, do you want me to cook something for dinner or you want me to stop at Wendy's on the way home? And he goes, I think I'd rather have Wendy's. And she goes, why don't we just cook something at home? And he's, 10 or 11 at the time going, Dad, why did she even call and ask me? I said, because you didn't give her the right answer.
You didn't give her the answer she was looking for. That's true.
You screwed up. At least he's got you.
But she wasn't mad about that. She's just like, why don't we just cook something at home? Now that I think about it. Ugh. She's a maniac.
More extra funny next.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Sorry, I almost made you cry earlier, Lindsay.
No, you made me tear up. There were tears.
Because I made up a funny little story about that. I had ordered a Highland calf, like a miniature Highland cow for my wife as a surprise. And Lindsay wants one of those so badly that she was tearing up thinking about it.
Honestly, and it made me tear up because it's the sweetest gift I've ever heard. Like, if if Kyle were to give me that, I would. Mm. I mean, that could, that's better than diamonds. I mean,
is it
really?
For me, for yeah. me, a miniature, like a little baby Highland calf in my face.
Just got the cuteness aggression. Just want to squeeze it.
I get that way with babies.
Yeah.
I was like, that's where I'd say, I'll eat your face off,
yeah.
little babies.
Yeah. But I need to make sure they have a good life expectancy because I can't lose it. That's why I can't get another animal. I'm not going through that. So I just want to make sure it lives like longer than me, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, the reality of you're getting a cow, livestock, where you live is just, I mean, it's non-existent. There's no reality there of you ever having livestock in a golf course community.
That you know of. What if, you. Listen.
Now y'all can move out somewhere and get it, but.
There ain't no y'all. I'm leaving Kyle because he's not going to be down for it.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like the country living kind of guy to me.
No. He's going to say, what are we going to do with that? What are we going to feed it? What? I mean, he's going to give me all these things. So I'm leaving him. Logic. Maybe the smarter side. I'm leaving him, and then I'm moving out on my own into the country in a she shed because that's all I can afford.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who's getting the kids?
I don't care.
Y'all gonna fight over who has to take the kids.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. No, you take them. Yeah. I don't want them. You take them.
Yeah. Well, since he's in the house, he'll keep them.
Yeah, but you might need them to help on the farm. So you're going to need the labor that you get out of them.
Mm-hmm.
True.
What you're going
to
need.
True. But how, I mean, they're the cutest. You've got to admit, they are the cutest.
They're super cute. Little,
yeah, they got little bangs and they're just adorable.
You got to keep them well groomed, though, because they get shaggy.
Quick. All these videos, I see people brushing them. I'm like, oh, that takes some of that glimmer off. I don't want to have to brush the cow.
And if y'all've never been around cows, you know, they stink.
Stinks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's going to be my downfall.
And a cow pooping is not like a dog pooping. If you had to keep up with that.
Oh, yeah, it's awful. Did I tell you about that tweet I saw the other day? That said, I bet Jurassic Park smells like shit.
Yeah,
it's true. Like, it's glamorous when you see it on Instagram, but yeah, you know they stink.
You have to think about it this way. Do I really want a pet that doesn't have to stop walking to poop?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
because you know cows poop when they walk, so do horses.
Yeah,
you know, those are expensive pets.
Yeah. big turds. I mean, that's just
Well, they do make companies that come out and pick up the poop, because remember when I was on the show 10 years ago, I mean, obviously I was younger and whatever. Mm-hmm. TJ, you had a company come out and pick the poop up. And I thought, he's made it. You know who's made it? You've made
it. That's true. That is a luxury.
Mm-hmm. That company has grown in this suburban town of Charlotte. And I don't know how many drivers and scoopers they have in the fleet now, but a guy, we saw him in a restaurant one day and he introduced himself. He was a listener and he had retired, I think, from Kansas City, moved here and started that business. And little friend Jenny still uses that company.
Sure.
Yeah. Clean her yard. Yeah. It's called Scooper Man.
And what's so funny about it is you were probably my age now.
Oh, I was younger, probably.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know if I was 40 yet.
Okay.
I mean, you're old. So, you're 40.
Mm. Yeah. So when, you know, I was in my 20s, so I was like, when I get his age, I'm going to have a pooper scooper man.
Yeah.
That's it. Huh. I mean, I don't have animals now, but.
But if you did, you would have one.
Heck yeah.
Because they have those all over the place now, those businesses.
Yeah. And you could still get cow poops in the yard.
Or just make them so you could have the service come out and do it. Just say, hey,
listen. I would pay someone to come pick up Brooks' poop in the yard if he would freaking potty train, okay?
Has he pooped in the yard?
No, but I would take it at this point. I'm so sick of diapers, I could cry.
Yeah, well, there was a, they have all these new things about potty training and stuff that they didn't have when my kids were little. But don't they say take their little training potty and put it like take several of them, put them through the house, and then just let them run around naked and then hope that they look over and see one and then just go poop in it whenever they see it.
Yeah, we tried that last week or 2 weekends ago. He just pooped right on the floor. Yeah. He's
boys are harder with that than girls are, yeah.
And he just looked right at me and said, I don't want to do this. I was like, all right, back it up. Oh, wow. I don't either. So I just let it. They say they'll do it when they get. He's just not mentally there yet, you know, which is fine.
I think he is. But you say that. He's smart. He's really smart.
Yeah.
But when you say he's not mentally there yet, it means that he's stubborn. He hasn't made up his mind yet. You know, because he is smart. He's just like, thinks he's smarter than you are at this point.
And it kind of is. Might be. All I have to do is say I'm not ready. Cool.
Yeah.
Because he said, I really love diapers. He said that the other day. Yeah, no, it's easy.
If he can say that, then he doesn't need to be in them anymore.
Thank you. You're lazy.
You always say that about if a kid can come over and unbutton his mama's shirt, then he doesn't need to be breastfeeding.
Gosh, does that happen? Yeah.
Y'all, oh my God. Is this a sensitive subject, talking about breastfeeding till they're real old?
People get upset, but it doesn't matter. I mean, everybody's got different opinions on it.
I went to school with this girl. I can't even say it without throwing up in my mouth. She posted her daughter breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. I want to say 6 or 7 years old.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
I physically got ill when I looked. Mm-hmm. I got ill. I got weak. I said, I can't unfollow. I can't.
But you know, a lot of the new age scientists, quote unquote, and doctors would say it's as long as they want to, it's nutritious for them and, you know, all of that stuff. But what that is, and I think I'm considered probably one of the world's greatest amateur psychologists, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
That is a dependency the mom has, not that the kid has. The mom is dependent on that feeling of motherhood that she doesn't want to let go of.
Yeah.
Wow. Meanwhile, that kid is getting picked on at school.
That's what I worry about.
You know, because he can't go or she can't go more than, you know 4 hours without mama's teat.
Picture 2 or 3 years older than Delilah. Picture that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, I mean, a seven-year-old is in the second grade.
Second. That's what it is. Second. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I would say, you know, if I'm a mama and I'm doing that, once they got teeth... No more of that.
Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel
so. When are you gonna wean Brooks off of that? Like, I mean, he's eating the surf and turf, and then going at the boob too. You know, for dessert.
Because her kids
eat like old people. I mean, they're
good eaters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did they get that night at that event that we did? It was salmon or something, wasn't it?
One of them got salmon. The other one got the turkey meatloaf.
Yeah.
Oh, kids love turkey meatloaf.
Salmon. Like, you know, what kid under 5 loves salmon?
Mm. Yeah.
Who knows enough about it to even know to order it?
Some fresh
and grilled asparagus. You know what she'll say? She'll say, no glaze. She likes just plain salmon. Yeah. Oh, no glaze.
Cow. It seems like that would be the only way to get a kid to eat salmon is put that sweet glaze on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you probably made some people mad, Lindsay, but you know, it doesn't matter.
I don't care.
A kid that old shouldn't be breastfeeding. I'll be with you on that.
7 years. I mean, I don't care if whoever I made mad, you got issues.
And you know, that kid's still sleeping in the bed with the parents.
Oh, it has to be. Cause what do you, I mean, I guess she wakes up, she's thirsty. Can I have a hit? I mean, like, mm-hmm.
But I mean, if they're that dependent on the mom, then they're also, they're not going to say, I'm going to my room to go to bed.
Yeah, they're co-sleeping for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the dad think? Like, what's the dad think? I don't know.
I have to think that the dad is not really involved in the day-to-day things with the kid. Doesn't mean that he's not in the house and they're not still married or whatever, but he can't have a say in anything, or may not even want a say. A lot of guys do that. The dads would look at like, hey, as long as I'm not bothered by any of it, you know, I'll stay out of it, let her do whatever, you know, take the coward's way out of raising a kid and then just step back, let the mom do everything. You know, that's a pet peeve of mine.
Mm-hmm.
For the next, I don't know anything about that. I mean, I don't know about what kids.
I don't get involved.
I don't know if he's ever had an ear infection. How do you not know that?
Yeah.
How do you know, not know how many ear infections a toddler has had?
Right.
But anyway.
Crazy.
And you never know. Moms may hold on to that milk like that because some sort of a fetish that the husband has.
Yeah. I've heard of that.
A lot of women are probably doing that.
Gross.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.